I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them. Today we are going to be talking to the awesome and handsome Robert Palmer Watkins, his second time on the show, and let me see if he's on the line, everyone. And he is so good, Dylan, and you know, Dylan and Kiki deserve the chance. Hi. Hello? Oh, hello? Okay. I thought you were Robert. Okay, hold on. So yes, we are waiting for Mr. Palmer Watkins to call in, and and the number to Daytime After Dark is 1-347-850-8721. And, okay. Hey, hey, Paul,
hello.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Yes. Well, see, you came in on as block, so, okay. So, and I originally said to everyone, you know, welcome to the show, you know, because I think right now you are doing such a good job on Zeno Hospital. And you make me fall in love more and more with Dylan Cronin every day.
Oh,
and
thank you so much.
Well, no, I mean, I know you were recast, but, you know, for me, I don't even think that anymore. I really don't,
yeah.
Because I think you are doing such a really, really good job on there. And, you know, yes, I think Dylan and Ned need to bond some of his brothers, and I think you need to tell you Father Paul where to go, because he's a little shady right now. He's up to his eyeballs. So I'm
right.
Just warning you, and yes, and the great divide between Dylan and Kiki and Morgan is very interesting. But
right.
The thing is, people are falling in love with you guys. And I think at first, you know, when they put you guys in a couple of scenes, you guys probably didn't even know the fans were going to react so positively on it. Or what did you think?
You know, it was really interesting. I've been friends with Haley since I got on the show, and we always talked about how funny it was that we hadn't had any scenes together yet. And then, you know, Dylan has been with a couple different girls on the show. He was, or not been with, but kind of dated or been in love with. You know, I started being in love with Lulu, and then I dated Valerie, and then it looked like there was a spark between Dylan and Maxie for a little while, but that didn't happen. So I think the writers and the producers really were looking for a good pairing for Dylan, and I think it was time for Kiki to have a new love interest, so they, you know, they kind of just tested out a scene one day with us, and I guess they call it a chemistry test when they kind of randomly throw two characters together and see what happens, see if there's any sparks. And they threw us together in a scene in the hospital, and because we're such good friends, of course there's going to be sparks, you know. It's just fun to play off each other, and I guess everybody really liked it, and we'll see what happens. I mean, I don't know if we're going to end up together or not. She's still in love with Morgan, too, so.
Oh, no. She thinks she's in love with Morgan. She's really not in love with Morgan. You know, because Carly went to her and made her feel really guilty about it. So, yes, you know, I mean, yeah, I love my Carly. I love Carly to the moon and back. But stop meddling with your kids' life because it's going to get you more in trouble. Believe me, I know. And how was the nooses ball for you guys? You guys did so good.
Oh, thank you. The nurses ball was such a blast. That was my favorite episode that I've shot so far. The one where I'm singing Stitches, that was my favorite episode.
So wait. I'm trying to remember. You were also in the nurses ball this year with the guys, weren't you, too? Or were you not in that one? You know,
what,
when the guys were... When all the guys went on stage and, you know, they were hot. At first they weren't. And everyone's like, oh, is that it? And then the guys, you know, really did a good job. Were you part of that this year?
The Magic Milo, yeah.
Yes, oh my God, okay. Does it tell you you had a lot of girls going crazy? And I think my TV almost got broken because I kept rewinding it. So, yes, but, you know, it's so good. And, you know, I mean, I really think right now, I mean, it's a really fun time for you guys. And for that is this, very interesting. And, how are you feeling? How are you feeling about Dylan at this moment?
I think that, you know, I'm feeling really good about Dylan. I've been on the show for about a year and 2 months, and I'm feeling more and more comfortable with having Dylan as my own. You know what I mean? Like you said, I was a recast, so it's always a little difficult at first to kind of keep the characters special and bring some of those qualities back that everybody remembers about the character, but at the same time, as an actor, you want to make the character your own and find it, you know, find interesting new qualities that maybe you bring that are special all on your own. So it takes a little time to kind of find that and some adjusting when you're a recast, because, you know, just some things work and some things don't, and you're kind of still getting to know all the history of the show and the character and who he's related to and all of his little quirks. So I'm really starting to feel comfortable with just being Dylan and feeling more natural when I'm acting. And it's great. I just feel like I've found a good balance of kind of keeping him fresh, but still honoring, you know, what other actors have played him in the past.
Well, yeah, and with Dylan and Luke's history too, Luke always said to Dylan, be the next Steven Spielberg and you're so good, and you know, yes, I want Anthony Gilead to just come back for you. Because I think you guys could work really well together for, you know, have you guys in your own little story. Because I love the Luke and Dylan thing. And I loved how you went to go help Lulu with the whole kidnapping thing. And I just, you know, I mean, I love kidnapping things. I mean, as long as Sunny and Carly doesn't get kidnapped, I'm fine. Anyone else could maybe get, you know, except you two. But with that,
yes.
You first couple of days, you know, you were working with, you know, Anthony Geary, Jeannie Francis, and, people would love to see you more with Monique Spinall Sunny, because I think it would be an interesting take on it. And, because I'm like, come on, give him a couple more scenes with Sunny, go for it. But, you know,
yeah.
I mean, okay, I don't like the show, but if I did, yes, I could have a little fun. But, okay, so I know you're doing your music on the side because I've seen so many videos, you know, with other castmates like Britta and Haley and everything. Have you guys thought about maybe starting your own little band on Zeno Hospital with the music thing? Because Sweet Tail Haley, I love her singing voice. It is so good. And I think you guys could, you know, be the next, you know, little music coupling for that. What did you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, music is a huge passion of mine, and it's been really nice this past year to kind of share that with the General Hospital fan base because, you know, for the past several years, I've really been so focused on making it as an actor, I kind of put music on the back burner a little bit. So now that I'm on a show and I'm acting pretty consistently, I've got more free time to pursue the other things that I love, and music is definitely one of those things. So it's been really nice to have that freedom and really start pursuing it and developing my voice more and collaborating with all the other really talented actor and singer friends that I know, and especially some of the ones from General Hospital too. So I don't know. I kind of have a couple really close friends that are my roommates here in LA, and we kind of are the main core group of the band that do the Funk It Friday stuff. That's what we call
our music stuff. That we post.
Yeah. So, but you know what I like about what I'm doing right now with kind of my main group, it's like me, my buddy Victor, and Will, and Phil, and Chris, and Jim. We've got like, and then Pat. I've got a big group of friends that I pretty much mainly collaborate with, but we always are trying to add more people in just for a random cover, or you know, if we're doing a song that I think, oh, cool, Britney would be good in this music video, that's why she did that. Or, you know, the Stitches thing for the Nurse's Ball, I got to work with Haley. And then, you know, I randomly will include different talented people. And that's what's really cool, you know, to be able to share it with everybody else that we know who's working hard and really talented and driven. So we'll see what happens. I think in the future, I'd love to start developing some original music. But what I'm really excited about coming up at the GH Fan Club Weekend here in L.A.
Exactly.
On
yeah,
July.
That's what I was. Yeah, I've been there. I mean, I went there 3 years ago, and let me tell you, you're not gonna really sleep that weekend. I didn't sleep. I was going to so many events, and sometimes the events overlap with one another. I mean, they don't mean to, but it's just gathering. And so,
right.
What is your fan club? What are you guys doing for Fan Club Weekend this year?
So this year, kind of segueing right from the music conversation, I'm going to be performing 3 songs at our event. On Thursday night, there's the kickoff. So anybody who's coming, hopefully we see you there. But Thursday night, there's the kickoff, which is kind of just the start of the weekend. Not all the actors are there, but some of the actors are there and taking pictures and just signing autographs and kind of, you know, getting excited for the rest of the weekend. Friday, a lot of people are doing kind of their own little independent events, just smaller events. Like I've got one Friday the 29th, with Brittany Sarpy, Haley Aaron, and Ryan Carnes. We're doing a Western Country Jamboree.
Oh, my God, that is so awesome.
Yeah, and that's the one where I'm going to be singing three songs with my band. So, and then Brittany and Haley are going to be teaching some line dancing, and we're going to have a bunch of fun stuff. And then Saturday is the main event, which is where all of the actors on General Hospital, all your favorite characters, are up on stage. We do a big Q&A, and it's a really good time. And then afterwards, we all have an autograph signing and pictures and drinks and. It's a blast. So hopefully everybody who's listening to this today, you know, gets their tickets because it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's really it's the only event really where you get to see pretty much everybody on the show. Usually it's about 95% of the actors are able to make it. So it's a good, it's a really good time.
Well, yeah, I mean, when I went there, I did not sleep. I was so busy, and I'm like, wow. You know, I mean, a weekend, I usually get sleep, but not for Vanilla Weekend. You know, I was actually up at 7 o'clock in the morning, and that's very uncalled-like, because 7 is way too early. But I need to bring on my co-host, Bobby, really quick. And, Bobby, you have one question.
Hey, it's great to see you. I mean, great to talk to you again.
Great talking to you. How you been?
Oh, I've been great. I didn't get a chance to watch last Monday's repeat of the Nurse's Ball, because I didn't know that was your episode where you was involved in the Magic Mike thing or not. The one that I just actually joked about, and I go, how will your female fans and your girlfriends and your parents feel about it? But I do want to say, I haven't seen Haley in a few episodes of Young and Restless when she was Abby. I think she is a great actress. At first, I wasn't, that crazy about her being Kiki because she was going from a great actress by the name of Kirsten Allison. But after reading about you two with Ian Soap Dietist and what you two have said recently, I wanted to ask, is there any fun things that you like to do when you hang out with her or Brittany or any of the other GH stars that you have, because I know do you hang out with sometimes with Haley and her boyfriend, sometimes away from the studio?
Yes, I do. A lot of fun things we like to do. We've been on hikes and stuff here in Malibu, and we've gone. Brittany's got a favorite sushi place that she likes to go, so we go to get sushi. Or Dave and Buster's is a fun place we all like to go.
Hospital. Yeah, I went there a few weeks ago in Cary.
Yeah,
but listen,
that's a fun time.
But listen, man, if you want to just have your fan club thing, because I know there's going to be a lot of fan clubs involving Laura Wright and Michelle Stafford that's going to come to Atlanta, New York, and Baltimore and Cleveland this fall. But I think maybe it would be great to just have you and Brittany and Haley maybe just get involved down here in the Carolinas, or be in Raleigh, Charlotte, or Myrtle Beach. I would definitely hook you guys up with clear wine, Chick-fil-A sandwiches, and Krispy Kreme donuts if I get a chance, and Carolina-style barbecue if I get a chance.
Oh, wow. Well, you got – hey, that sounds perfect.
But, listen, I'm glad I got a chance to talk to you, and hopefully everything will be fine. And you tell Brittany that I said hello, and tell also Bree I said hello, because I wouldn't mind seeing Claudia and Dylan pairing, because I think back during some of the Super Soaps and Fun and Sun events, I have seen some great interaction that Scott and Bree had back when Scott was on GH and Bree was on One Life to Live during the Fun and Sun spots and promos and Fun and Sun and Super Soap events that they had together back in the day. So it would be
great
to see maybe that pairing has come out down the road.
Bobby. Know.
Bobby, uh-huh. I need to get to 2.5 more callers, okay?
All right, well, listen, it's been great talking to you, Carly, and I look forward to talking to you tomorrow. And I look forward to writing to you later on this weekend when I get a chance, Carly. You have a good day, and tell everybody I said hi.
Okay.
Thanks, Bobby.
All right.
Okay, 604, what is your really quick question for Robert?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air with us. Did you have any questions for Robert? Really quick?
Hi, Rob. This is Tamara calling.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm okay. I'm still a little bit stressed out of my accident that I had.
Oh, home.
I know. I'm so glad that you're okay.
Yes, I am too. I'm just suffering from delayed pulse trauma, but like it was quite a shock that this happened to me, and the bus stop just fell over me, and you know, it was scary.
So scary. So scary.
Yes. Yes. But other than that, I'm fine. I'm just glad to be alive.
Well,
yes.
Yeah. After that,
that's a huge
blessing.
Well,
so how
you
did
can
you
always. Know? What's that?
How did you
did
like
you
Canada?
Have any... She asked you about the fan event.
Oh, which one? Canada. How was Canada?
The Canada one.
Yes. Canada was awesome. I was in Toronto for a cancer charity event, and it was a really, really good time, really successful. I'm not sure what the total count was for money we raised, but we raised several thousand dollars, and it was just a blast.
Good.
I mean, we had karaoke and a dance party and a Q&A with Will DeVry and Dom, and it was just a lot of fun. Unfortunately, I was only there for one day, so I did not really get to explore Toronto too much, but from what I saw, it seemed like a really cool town, and you know, I'm just happy that it went well and we were able to raise some money for a good cause.
Yeah,
But
I just hope you can come to Vancouver sometime.
Yes, I hope so, and hopefully Montreal, and hopefully we'll be back, and I can stay in Toronto for a few more days too, you know?
Yeah.
But it's so good talking to you, and I'm glad that you're okay. And next time, you know, hopefully I'll be in Canada for another fan event soon, and you can make it out.
Yeah, I hope so too. And I just want to say, though, I'm really happy you did that Nurses Ball. It was a good show.
Thank you so much.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And
I hope
you another Funk at Friday soon. I've been missing that. So.
Yes, thank you. We're working on some stuff now. So
okay.
I'm performing at the fan club weekend the end of the month, so that's kind of what we're rehearsing for now. But after that's over, we'll definitely be putting out some new stuff.
That's awesome. Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank
you
so much for calling.
I'll talk to you soon, Rob.
All right.
Okay, last but not least is my host, Maggie, and my BFF, and hey, Meg.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
She's doing okay.
Yeah.
Did you have any
I just wanted to say, I am totally enjoying your music.
Thank you.
It was my favorite song on the Nurses Ball with you doing
Oh, wow.
It really blew me away.
Thank
I
you.
Wanted to compliment.
Thank you so much. That means a lot. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We had a lot of fun, and I was really happy with the way it turned out. And, you know, I think it was a really fun, interesting way to kind of start the Dylan and Kiki thing.
It is.
You know that, so... Yeah, I'm excited to see where that goes. We'll see. We'll see if she chooses Dylan, though. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? God only knows. He's not saying.
Well, yeah.
That was
and
wonderful.
I mean,
I'm so happy you decided to join today because it was fun listening to the interview. And,
I appreciate that.
Are you going to make any CDs or drop anything or on your own?
Hopefully. We are... rehearsing a lot right now for the GH Fan Club weekend. We're doing three songs, and then I'm also performing. My mom is getting remarried this month in North Carolina, so I'm going to be heading back there for about a week. I'm going to be going back there, and I'm actually singing in her wedding a Randy Travis country song with my brother-in-law Dave. So it's going to be a good busy month. So I'm not releasing any more music this month, but hopefully after the fan club weekend and my mom's wedding is over, I'll be able to get back in the studio and, you know, collaborate on some more stuff with my friends.
That'd be great.
God bless
your mother's new marriage.
Yes, exactly.
So what Randy Travis song are you going to be singing for her wedding?
Forever and Ever Amen, I believe it's called.
that's what I thought you would say. Oh my God, yes.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
please take have someone take a video of it. I'm dying to see it. That you,
yes,
I mean, you and your brother-in-law. This would be good. And before we let you go, I love the ABC Soap and Dub with your dad. That's a good article, and you know, it's so cute. You guys are so adorable together.
Yeah, he's awesome. I'm glad. I was happy with the way that one turned out. Thank you. I'm glad you liked it.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's kind of nice. And yeah, before we let you go, I just, with Maggie talking, I just thought, I know who you can put in your new other video. Just put a little Brooklyn and Nicholas, that played Emma and Spencer. I think that would be really, really cute.
Hmm. Oh, that's not a bad idea. That is not a bad idea. That would draw.
No, because
yeah,
I mean, I've seen your pictures with the kids, so I'm like, I think that would be so adorable.
That's an idea.
Agree. That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
I'll have to work on that next.
They sure would draw a lot of
fans in to watch the music. I'll tell you that. They're so cute.
Well, yeah, and so yeah, thank you so much for coming. And I hope you're able to have kind of a relaxing summer. Even though you guys still have to work, I hope, you know, you can go on the road trips or whatever, because I love road trips, but, yeah.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. I
hope
you all
have
a good summer, too, and I'll check
your Facebook message after the interview.
Okay, perfect.
So, yeah.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank
right.
you.
Thank you.
Have a good summer.
Bye.
Talk to you all soon. Bye.
Too. Yep. Safe summer.
Hello.
I want a piece of candy.
Go. Oh, yeah, okay. I almost said go for it.
Not yet.
But, yeah, I know.
It's just like sucking candy. Oh, well. So, it was a great interview.
Tomorrow, we are back here at 8 o'clock in the morning at West Coast time with Tanya Walker.
Yes,
and everyone, you know, I haven't watched the hospital this week, but, you know, I have a very good reason. I've been so busy, right, Mom?
You're very, very busy.
Yeah, and, you know, but don't worry, I will, you know, I will get to watch it this weekend. And like I said, that we are back tomorrow morning, but not Friday night, so it's tomorrow morning. And then on the 13th, we have the little boy that plays Max on B&B. Jared will be here. And there's a lot of more good, fun interviews that we will be having throughout the summer. So, yes, have a great day, everyone, because I'm going to lose my voice. Can you tell?
Okay, don't lose it. I can tell.
Yeah, okay. And just go relax, you guys, and for the holiday says 90, 100, just stay in. Put your air conditioning on and don't, you know, get heat stroke. That's my advice. So, we will talk to you tomorrow in the morning.
Talk
bye,
to you
guys.
Okay,
goodbye.